Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chrissy Ayes, and you're jamming to DJ Flash.
Do you still love me? baby. So what does that mean? Your love slipped through my hands, and your love I thought I could depend, but you said it had to end.
Away.
promise me you'll always be by my side to fill my every need.
Yeah. That was an awesome mix right there by Mr. DJ Flash. You're live right now at Versatile Radio with Mary and freestyle artist Marae. Marae, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. I'm chilling.
Yeah. You know, right now we actually are probably not live. This actually is turning automatically into a podcast, but we're going to go live right after this. When we do have Michelle Nieves, freestyle artist Michelle Nieves, otherwise known as Sassy, live on the line with us right now. Welcome to Versatile Radio, Michelle.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
And we enjoyed that mix. We just love your music, Michelle. We love your music. It's just, you know, we Marae and I, you know, sometimes we get in radio or whatever, and I'd be like, we fighting over, hey, I want to hear that song. No, I want to hear that song. Now I want to hear her old stuff. No, I want to hear her new stuff. So I'm like, girl, take your laptop and go in the shower. You know what I mean? But yeah, I love it. We really enjoy that. I'm gonna go ahead and let Marae ask you the first few questions during this. Actually, this first, I want to call it the first segment of this okay. show. Go ahead, Marae.
Hey, Sassy, how you doing?
Hi, Marae. I'm good, and you, sweetie?
Not too bad. Chillaxing. It's a very big honor to be able to you know, just be able to interview you tonight on Versatile Radio. I just want you to know that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Definitely. I appreciate that.
All right. So Sassy, tell us where are you from?
I'm originally from Rochester, New York, born and raised.
Right.
Okay. Where do you reside? Are you still in Rochester right now?
Yes. I as some of you guys know, or most of you guys know, I did move to Florida for about a year. Yeah, and I just came back from Orlando. I came back June 6th, so I've been back home.
How was that trip? You like Florida?
It was an experience, let me put it that way. I liked it, I do, but it was an experience I learned from and made a lot of new friends, and I enjoyed myself the year I was over there. So,
Nice. Mm-hmm. So hey, I've been very curious as to know. I know that I think it was back in the early 90s you had written some music. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and where did this music actually go? Did you end up releasing any of it? The name of the song? Anything you could share with us?
Yeah, well, I wrote "Tell Me." I started writing it in 92. That's actually my first song that was ever released from
by
what I wrote.
Dark October Records, correct?
Yes, from Dark October. It was on a compilation. Mm-hmm. Marae and Kirk Raymond, they signed me on to them. Yeah, so that I like I said, I started writing "Tell Me." "Sip the Way" came maybe a few years afterwards, but "Tell Me" was actually produced and put on the compilation of Dark October Records.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you actually wrote that song. You wrote all the lyrics to that song, correct?
To "Tell Me." Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay. We're actually going to be playing that in just a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and kind of cut in right here because I get a little bit anxious and stuff. You know, I've been waiting to interview you for like, 3 months now, you know, so I got you on the show now. I'm actually out here on the East Coast, and you know, I'm very honored to actually be out here and once again, you know, of course, to have you on Versatile Radio. I started hearing your music, Michelle, last year. Say it was really? Around like October, November. When I really started getting into it, I mean, I've heard it in so many DJs mixes and things like that. Then when I started hearing some of the older stuff you do, I'm like, what? Oh, that's her? Okay, sweet and sassy. You know what I'm saying? And then putting them together, and I was just like, wow. You know, like. And me, you know, I've always said, and I've always, you know, never hit anything right here on Versatile Radio when it comes to freestyle music. But I would like to hear from you when you in the 90s and when you started, you know, well, actually when you did this song "Tell Me," okay, there was kind of some time in between that song and then. You coming back to actually doing music or freestyle music. Can you share with us a little bit about what, in your opinion, because I have all the freestyle artists kind of touch down on this, the whole freestyle kind of mix up and you know what I'm saying, all that drama that went out. In your opinion, what do you want to know more?
Yeah, are you asking me more or less what was the break for? What was such a long break in between? Tell
for
me,
you.
And then the next song that I released. Okay, well, to get into that, I performed up to 2002 was my last performance before I actually stopped. I got really involved into church. I was told that I couldn't do it, so I backed away. Although I love it, and it's a passion of mine, I wanted to continue to do it, but I wanted to be obedient. So
sure.
I stopped. I stopped for a long while, for a long time. I came back on again when Andrea Martin, who is now my producer, she's my producer slash manager, she hit me up in, I believe, 2013 to ask. I mean, we were already speaking before that, but she hit me up and asked me if I wanted to perform that same year and if I had any other songs. So, you know, that's when I came out with Slip the Way that I had, that I wanted to come out on the Dark October compilation, but never made it. But I always had that song. So what she did, she produced it, and I just got back into it. I got back into it, and I started singing since then. Since my last performance in 2013, it's been nothing but good. It's just been elevated, going higher and higher. New
Amen.
Stuff coming out. You know, I perform more than ever before. I'm out there more than I was before, and I'm actually happy that I came back and. You know, I feel bad that I took that break, but it was much needed. I believe it was needed. But I'm happy I came back, and I came back harder than before, more determined, and I'm ready to do this.
Amen.
Yeah. One more question I have for you before we actually move on to Marae's next question. Now, when you took that break, did you at all write and or record any gospel music?
No, I did. I really wanted to. I really wanted to do that. And a lot of people would say, well, since you're not going to do freestyle, why don't you write for God? And I took that in, but then, you know, I didn't do anything with it. It was my bad. I should have did something, ran with it, but I didn't think it would have been popular. I don't know. I didn't think it would have made it, but, you know, now it's a different story. Now I would do it. Now I'm going to do it. Now I want to do it. So.
There you go. Yeah.
Now I don't want you. Michelle,
yeah.
Let me just tell you, Michelle, I hear the same thing all the time too, you know, being an artist myself. You know, I was like, why don't you sing for the Lord? And I'm like, you know what? Why not? You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. But listen, I have, Mary, let me know when it's my turn. I have a very good question for Michelle.
It's your turn. Go ahead, hit it.
All right, Michelle, I have a very magical question for you.
Okay.
You have this song, Tell Me, right? And then you have Flipped Away. Now, I've heard these two songs, and I love these two songs. But when I heard Over and Over, can you please explain to me how you managed to generate your voice so differently between those first two songs and this one?
I became more determined, and I don't know. It was more determination.
Your voice is powerful in this song. Like, ask Mary. Ask Mary. I sing it all the time, right, Mary?
Yes.
That's nothing, though. Wait till you hear my new song. You're gonna be like, you're gonna be blown away. You're gonna say, okay, you're gonna ask me that same question when you hear my new song.
Yeah, don't make me play a little teaser of that.
I like confidence. Confidence is good, Michelle.
Thank you. But we sent you a teaser, so hopefully you'll be giving people a little snippet, a little tease of my new song.
We most definitely will. As long as we got that green light and you live on air right on radio. She's saying, yeah.
Michelle, who's your biggest fan, Michelle? Come on.
Who's my biggest fan are my kids, first and foremost, because if I say they're not, they're, Mom, so I have to say
after.
My kids.
After,
and then after,
after
I don't know. I don't
You're
know.
You're supposed to say me.
But I have a few. I don't want nobody mad at me. Yeah, of course you were, Ray. Of course you.
It's a versatile joke. It's a versatile joke.
I'm sorry. You, Maria. You.
Thank you. I was ready to hang up on you.
I have the opposite question part. Now, who is your I would say like hello?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't know something happened with this phone. Who is like a big inspiration? Yes.
Me. Well, Judy Torres always. Always loved her. I looked up to her. I started singing because of her. I mean, I love the music, but oh my gosh, she inspired me, and she continues to inspire me all the time. So she is one of my big inspirations, definitely.
Awesome. Now, have you ever like worked with her, performed with her, shared the stage with her?
No, I got to talk to her on the phone, but never had the privilege and the honor to sing with her, no, or share the stage with her. But I will. I know I will.
Yes, you will, girl. Okay.
Definitely. Now, listen, just watched a video about a month ago. You were out in Texas, and you performed out in, I don't know, what was it, Houston, Dallas? What part of Texas?
Oh, yes, it was Austin. It was Austin, Texas, ATX.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because we got to get that little tease of your new release on that video. And we enjoyed it. We had an awesome video, awesome performance.
It was amazing. I thank all the Freestyle Forever family, Shetty, my brother Dean, Bad Boy, who is my boyfriend. They brought me out there to Texas to do their 30-year anniversary, which is an honor. I had an amazing time, and I got to do, you know, an exclusive singing my new song out there. It was amazing. The love, the support. I mean, it was just, I loved it. I love the fact that the people, the fans, were able to tune in and see through the chat us performing. That was amazing. That was amazing. But that was an amazing experience for me to be over there that almost a week. It was so nice. I love them.
Was it?
I love them.
Good. Go ahead.
No, and I said I want to give a shout out to them as well. All my Freestyle Forever family. I love you guys. Full Moon Recording. Andrea, I love you. And I thank you guys for all your support and your love.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to go ahead and just take a quick break and figure out, you know, how we're going to bring Benny live. We kind of have implications, but we got through this. I'm going to go ahead and bump this Over and Over song real quick, and we'll be right back. El Nieves, otherwise known as Sweet and Sassy, at Versatile Radio right here tonight. Can't stop, won't stop, one love, baby.
Woo!
Yeah, that was Tell Me. Michelle Nieves, welcome back to Versatile Radio. Michelle, thank you for joining us. We have Mr. Benny Velez, and we're going to be bringing on the show. And actually, it's let's see, about 15 more minutes. We're going to have him live on the show. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything coming up, Michelle, that you're going to be any performances? Of course, we know about the new song. We got that teaser. But anything else you want to announce?
No. Just be on the lookout for my new song. I have to let you go. I've got to let you go. And that'll be coming out. That'll be coming out soon. I don't want to say exactly when. My manager would be the one, because it was supposed to have been coming out sooner than we thought. But it's being held back a little longer. But be on the lookout for that. That'll be out soon. All I can say is soon, because I don't know the date
soon.
Yet. But other than that, not sure about any performances yet. No one has booked me, but I am available. You just got to get a hold of my manager. Well, why don't we book you out here in Massachusetts, Mama? That would be nice.
I said we take her to Kelly.
Hey, I'm just saying, because I'm here in the East Coast, and I got VIP all the way, honey. Let's do this.
Yeah, we're gonna.
This is Chrissy Ayes, and you're Jen.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to, big props and shout out to your producer Andrea Martin. She does an excellent job. Excellent job. I was actually surprised speaking with Marae right before the show started, and she's like, "Yeah, don't you know Andrea produces, a lot of her newer music and stuff." I'm like, "No, really? Like, that's just awesome to see a female putting in work like that, yeah. And it's not just any typical work. The woman does an excellent job, and I just want to give a shout out to her and let her know she's just an awesome producer, and her work that she does and what she's doing with you. We see you guys all over the place, all that promotion and this and that. But God bless you, Michelle. I'm looking forward to seeing what you got to come out with. As far as
thank
possibly.
You, God bless you as well. Thank you.
Yeah. And we thank you for the show. I know Benny's probably gonna want to talk to you, but maybe we'll try to holler at you. I know you got some things you're doing for Stop Forever Station, and we're gonna listen. But when we do have him on, if you don't mind, we'd like to give you
a call. I'll hang around a little bit. Yeah, I'll hang around
for sure. I'm gonna go ahead and play this song by Andrea Martin, "Rescue Me," because I like this song, and
that's my jam.
Mine
too.
Yes. Here it is right here.
I want to send a shout out to Andrea Martin as well.
Go ahead.
You know I'm always talking about her, right?
Always.
She's badass. Yeah,
yes, she is.
Happy birthday. It's her birthday today too.
Happy birthday. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Come on, girl.
Bust it out, Mary.
Yeah, that was Anne